In today's video, I wanted to talk about the Antichrist bloodline. Seems to be a pretty hot topic as of late, especially everything that's going on in the world. But before I get into that, I just posted a video about the Black Nobility, which is something that I recorded 2 years ago and for some reason never shared. But anyway, so this research is a couple years old. A lot of it still stands very true. But one thing that I recently discovered, so an update on the House of Medici. If you listen to my Black Nobility podcast, you'll know that the House of Medici is one of the current Black Nobility families that is still in control today. And I discovered that there is a Medici Firma, international investment firm called Medici Firma. And they have offices in the United States, Switzerland, and Australia. And what I discovered is that this Medici Firma is kind of a financial mafia that works as a shadow partner behind many banks. For example, the Liechtenstein Global Trust, SoftBank, H&A, and BlackRock. Okay, BlackRock owns everything. Okay, so the House of Medici is behind BlackRock. Medici Firma has a financial intelligence division, which I believe is used for gathering info on economies, governments, banks, and markets. And this is pretty much any big corporation. They all have intelligence divisions, but that's just one other thing I discovered. Medici Firma has been secretly buying up land in the United States through their real estate division. Medici Firma is probably one of the most secretive investment firms on the planet. They have removed much information regarding their investments and business contracts from a few years ago. But what's funny is that their webpage, they describe themselves as transparent, which they are not at all transparent. On their Medici Firma Council page, they actually have a Masonic square and compass, which I thought was funny. And there's another company called Medici Ventures, which is a subsidiary of Overstock.com. Medici Ventures manages companies involving online banks, security programs, and other financial systems. So, House of Medici. I also found it interesting. There was a guy, oh, I can't think of his name, his first name. He's an Italian. His name is Medici, and he works at BlackRock. And I actually found a couple of them. So just thought that was really interesting and wanted to share that in the beginning. But now I want to get into the Antichrist bloodline. I have wondered for a while, where the Antichrist will derive. And there have been a lot of authors and writers from the past that have their own theories, and I wanted to talk about a few of them. And one of these is that the Antichrist will come from the Holy Merovingian bloodline, which is the 13th bloodline. And this bloodline believes that they have both the holy blood of Jesus and Satan. There was a guy by the name of Eustace Mullins who did extensive research on the tribe of Dan, who were the descendants of Cain. The tribe of Dan was prophesied to be the black sheep of the nation of Israel. And this tribe's logo was the eagle and the snake, and they ruled the Greeks, the Roman Empire, and the Austro-Hungarian Empire, among others. It's also important to note that this bloodline makes up many of the British, Dutch, German, and Scottish monarchies. So the 13th Holy Merovingian bloodline claims to be descendants of Lucifer. These men and women of this bloodline are the European royalty and leaders of the Illuminati, and they participate in high-ranking Masonic and satanic rituals. And according to this bloodline, Lucifer and Christ are actually brothers. And it has been written that the descendants of Joseph Smith and other leaders of the Mormon Church are all descendants of the Merovingians and are practicing Satanists. The symbols of the Merovingians are the Knights Templar, Red Cross, Arcadia, and the Bear, Solomon's Temple, the Fleur-de-Lis. If you're not familiar with the Fleur-de-Lis, just think about the New Orleans Saints, their logo, and King Arthur legends. So this bloodline is so extensive, its membership branches out to almost all United States presidents, including George Washington, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush. Now, keep in mind, we are still talking about the black nobility here. So this isn't like a different group. This is the black nobility. There's a book called A Book of Beginning by Gerald Massey, and it describes in great detail how the inhabitants of the British Isles came from Egypt. And the Egyptian word makut means clan or family and became the Irish macu, M-A-C-C-U, hence where you get the word Mac in front of a lot of like Irish and Scottish names like McDonald, McDonald's. The ancient Irish and Scottish people had ties to the Egyptians, the Scythians, and the Greeks. There are many connections between the House of David and Scottish and Irish royalty. And the Egyptian god Ptah was changed to Patrick by the Druids and then was Christianized and became St. Patrick's Day. And these families are a continuation of the mystery religions of Babylon and Egypt. The House of Windsor are known to be descendants of the Merovingian bloodline as well. Prince Charles is related to George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, Zachary Taylor, Benjamin Harrison, John Tyler, Harry Truman, John F. Kennedy, Gerald Ford, Lyndon Johnson, the Bush family, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, Dick Cheney, Winston Churchill, Robert E. Lee, the list goes on. Okay, these people are all related. Hillary Clinton is related to Madonna, Celine Dion, Angelina Jolie, Camilla Parker, Jack Kerouac, and Alanis Morissette. John McCain is the sixth cousin of Laura Bush. Brad Pitt and Obama are distant cousins. Tom Hanks and Mr. Rogers are both descendants of Abraham Lincoln, so it's no coincidence that Tom Hanks played Mr. Rogers in a movie. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, they have the same 18th great-grandparent, which was the Duke and Duchess of Lancaster, who was the monarch of the United Kingdom, which Queen Elizabeth now rules. And when Prince Charles married Princess Diana, more like Prince Diana because Diana was born a man, it was known in occult circles that this was very important Illuminati union. The marriage of Princess Di and Charles was observed and televised like all high-profile occult ceremonies. So you can bet that any televised marriage is one to be looked into deeper. So like in modern times, like look at Kim Kardashian. She's had two televised weddings? Like this, they are doing this for a reason. This is a ritual. These people are being propped up for a reason. So it's not just that she's just some stupid, you know, reality star. It goes way deeper. You know, and do you ever wonder why we are forced as Americans to keep hearing about the royal family and why Netflix is bombarded with documentaries and series of the royal family? You know, it's because they own the country. They own us. You know, Princess Diana, Prince Diana, did not come from the true blue bloods, which was the 13th holy bloodline, but she was related to a number of Illuminati families. For example, the Astors, the Bundys, the DuPonts, Amelia Earhart Putnam, and the Roosevelts. And many rumors speculated that Princess Diana was actually supposed to marry a Rockefeller, JFK Jr., or Bill Clinton to solidify the tie between Britain and America. But there are so many reasons now to believe why Diana was ritually sacrificed, just in her name, Diana, who was a god, a demigod. That's an entire video in itself. And also something, speaking of the DuPonts, I discovered that Dr. Oz married this woman. I can't remember her name, but anyway, Dr. Oz's wife, Dr. Oz's wife's sister married into the DuPont family. So Dr. Oz by proxy related to the DuPonts, and the DuPonts actually funded and financed his campaign run in Pennsylvania. Also, the DuPonts financed Donald Trump's presidency for like 2 years. So that was just like a random side thing. But moving on. So Transylvania is in the Transylvania Mountains, which is the area invaded by the Huns, Mongols, and the Bulgars. And later it became a battleground between the Turks, the Germans, the Romans, and the Hungarians. Now, the German nobles wrote countless stories about Count Dracula and his blood-drinking rituals and described him as a, quote, vampire. Now, Prince Charles is one of the only people alive who is related to Count Dracula via Vladimir IV. Well, and his family, obviously. But the British family have way more power than people can even imagine. And they have their tentacles in Australia, the United States, Canada, and they oversee British Freemasonry. And according to the book, The Unlocked Secret, Freemasonry Examined, Freemasonry, the Illuminati, and the OTO, which is the Ordo Templi Orientis, are all working together behind the scenes to bring in a new world order via the black nobility to destroy the fabric of society by promoting transgenderism, divorce, and all other bad things for us, like binge drinking. Like, I don't know, just whatever is bad and not good in the world. It is being promoted and propped up for a reason. I mean, just get on Netflix and look at the programming they have. But anyway, I'm going to now get into some of these families, these houses that are included in these bloodlines. Some of them are black nobility families. Some of them are just by proxy. They are not the original black nobility families. But the first one I'm going to talk about is very important. It's the Welf, W-E-L-F, which comes from Guelph and Hanover's and Estes family. This clan originated from the same clan that ruled northern Italy and Germany, and they have old French dynasty blood. And the House of Hanover are closely related to the House of Este, which is the founder of Estée Lauder. The House of Esterhazy, which is different. They are a noble bloodline from Austria and Hungary. They have close ties to the Vatican and the Sovereign Military Order of Malta. The Esterhazy owns the Forkenstein Castle, which is famously known for having torture chambers. The Esterhazys have shares in the cosmetic company Estée Lauder, and this company was actually named after the House of Esterhazy, and they have over $12 billion in assets. And if you Google any Lauder, any person with the last name Lauder, they are all worth billions. And most of them serve as ambassadors or high-level positions in the business world. This is no coincidence. Joe Esterhaas is a Hollywood screenwriter. He wrote Basic Instinct and Showgirls, and his father was a Nazi propagandist. So many of these noble families have found their way to Hollywood, no surprise. You know, they are easy to find if you know which names to look for. And the Esterhazys have numerous properties throughout Hungary and Transylvania. Now, the next family I'm going to talk about is the House of Hesse. The House of Hesse is a military bloodline which is allied with House of Habsburg and descended from the House of Brabant. So Mayer Amschel Rothschild was the founder of the Rothschild banking dynasty and was employed through William I of Hesse. Okay? The Rothschild was employed by William I. Okay? The surname Epstein is one of the oldest Ashkenazi Jewish names and derived from the German town of Epstein in Hesse, Germany. The Lords of Epstein are a German nobility family, and the Lords of Epstein ruled Rodheim, which is another district of Hesse, Germany, which is where the Rodham family came from. Okay, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Okay, these people are all connected. Prince Donatus of Hesse is a top authority over international Nazis, militaries, and mercenaries. And it was alleged that he was actually in charge of the Bush dynasty presidencies through military ops. And Prince Donatus is a higher level than the Windsors. And he actually openly flirts with Kate Middleton, who is the wife of Prince William. And this is actually a big open secret that Kate Middleton is embarrassed of Prince William's baldness. Edmund de Rothschild Group uses the Hessian Red Lion on their bank logo. So there's a lot of symbolism, a lot of connections. The House of Bush, which is spelled Bussche, they are from Germany and they have close ties with the House of Hesse. The true descendants of the Bush family are the American Bush families. So George W. Bush married Laura Walker Bush. The current head of the CIA is Gina Haspel, and she's actually a Walker. I don't know if she's actually the head of the CIA anymore. The previous director of DARPA was Stephen Walker, and he worked closely with the CIA. Numerous family members of the Bush family have been Skull and Bones men. Skull and Bones is a secret society at Yale, which is otherwise known as the Order 322, or the Brotherhood of Death. Some notable Skull and Bones members are Prescott Bush, George H.W. Bush, John Kerry, Stephen Schwarzman, and many other prominent Illuminati family members. Now, George Soros is a puppet, but who does he work for? Now, Soros assisted the Nazis in confiscating property from the Jews during his youth. That's his narrative. Soros created the Open Society Institute, which funds radical political groups as a means to destabilize societies while pretending to represent civil liberties. This is what they do. They say they're doing one thing and they're actually doing another. Now, George Soros, who his original name was Schwartz, is from Budapest, Hungary, which was ruled by the House of Habsburg. Okay, now the name Schwartz means black. The Schwarzenbergs are co-managers of the Black Monks, and the Black Monks manage Bohemian Grove. Bohemian Grove is an all-male secret society of influential politicians and businessmen that mock human sacrifices to a giant owl, Moloch, and have been exposed for bringing in young male prostitutes to the club. It's also been alleged that they have human hunting parties, and Richard Nixon was famously quoted saying, "This is the most faggy goddamn thing you could ever imagine." So the next house is the House of Schwarzenberg, and Prince Karel Schwarzenberg and George Soros have known each other for more than 30 years, and they support each other's work. Prince Karel also attends Bilderberg Group and the Trilateral Commission meetings annually. Now, it's easy to argue that Austria, where the Schwarzenbergs ruled, is where Nazi ideologies originated. Adolf Hitler was Austrian. Gustav Schwarzenegger, who is Arnold Schwarzenegger's father, was an Austrian Nazi. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger has been photographed doing the Nazi salute and is a relative to the Schwarzenberg family, which is why he has been allowed to come to America to be wealthy and famous in Hollywood. And he was a California politician, go figure. And he married Maria Shriver, part of the Kennedy bloodline, but they're actually related. It's all sick. Okay, I had to take a break. It's getting really feisty there for a minute. The House of Bernadette has the faggot bundle on their coat of arms. The faggot bundle, I wish I could show you a picture. Just Google it. The fascists are a violent group who run rampant all over the world. And the word fascist derives from the Latin word fasces, which means bundle. And the word faggot also means bundle. So there's a lot of symbolism in the House of Bernadette coat of arms, which features the fasces bundle. And faggotry is a common male initiation ritual in secret societies. The United States is a federal corporation. It is corporate fascism. And through these symbols, they are telling you who runs everything. The faggot bundle can be seen everywhere. Knights of Columbus, the National Guard flag, the Great Seal of France, and it's also found on at least 17 countries and territory flags globally. The Bernadette name is connected with Bern, Switzerland, and this family oversees Switzerland and Sweden, and they have intermarried into German nobility. The Wallenbergs are a Swedish family that currently control billions of dollars, and the Wall bloodlines are connected to the Waltons, the Wahlbergs, Wallenberg, Wallerdorf. They're all connected with Jesuit-educated people and corporations in the United States. Now, the next house is the House of Wittelsbach. They are the royal family of Bavaria and were Holy Roman emperors at one time and were granted the title of King of the Romans by the papacy. They were also appointed to be the modern monarchs of Greece under the London Conference of 1832. The German word Wittel means to shine or white, and the House of Wittelsbach ruled during the establishment of the Bavarian Illuminati in 1776, the same year the United States was established. Adam Weishaupt was born in Bavaria and established the Illuminati under Prince Maximilian II, Joseph of Wittelsbach. Now, Marcus Goldman and Samuel Sachs, the founders of Goldman Sachs, are from Bavaria. The Trump family originated from the Kingdom of Bavaria. The Wittelsbachs operate closely and have business ties with royal families of Belgium and Luxembourg. Levi Strauss was born in the Kingdom of Bavaria, along with Joseph Ratzinger, who was the ex-pope. And the House of Wittelsbach claims to be against the Nazis, but they are actually involved with many Illuminati members, Jesuits, Zionists, and Nazis. I also think Joe Rogan is an agent for the House of Wittelsbach. Now, the next house is the House of Stuart, which was founded by Robert II, who descended from the kings and queens of Scotland. The Stuarts produced seven Grand Masters of the Grand Lodge of Scotland, and the Stuart family intermarried with the Guinness family, who are Irish billionaires, bankers, and brewers. I'm sure you've heard of the famous Guinness beer. This house also intermarried with the House of Wittelsbach, Rothschilds, Goldsmiths, and the Guggenheims. The Stuart family is a Roman Catholic family connected to the Order of Malta, the Zionists, and the Vatican Knights. A lot of Stuarts in Hollywood, Patrick Stewart, Rod Stewart, and both of those men have been knighted by Queen Elizabeth, and I believe Prince William. Now, the next house is the House of Orange. And they are a high-level family that operates as a branch of the Vatican and oversees the Rand Corporation, Koch Industries, Princeton University, and BlackRock investment firm with the House of Medici. The House of Orange are French nobility, and former Holy Romans that currently rule the Netherlands. The Venetians worshipped Venus and is depicted as the orange planet, and the House of Orange has ancestry from the Venetian oligarchs. They have shares in Royal Dutch Shell, Philips Electronics, Dutch Airlines, and many cruise ships. Princeton University's Nassau Hall was named after this royal house. And just like the Jesuits, you can find agents of Orange that went to Princeton. Also think of the name Agent Orange, which was a military psyop. John Bogle, the founder of Vanguard Group, attended Princeton as well. Eric Schmidt, billionaire and former head of Google, went to Princeton. The Koch brothers originated from the Netherlands, and arguably they were financed by the Dutch crown. Now, the Koch brothers went on to, they fund a lot of these right-wing alternative media personalities like Ben Shapiro, many more, just look into it. Project Veritas is another one. Prince Bernhard of Lippe-Biesterfeld, who is the Prince of the Netherlands, is the brother of Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands. He belonged to the House of Lippe, but was appointed a commander of the Military William Order, which is the House of Orange Order. And he was awarded with the Knight of the Grand Cross. He is also known for founding the Bilderberg Group. He's friends with Nelson Mandela, Ian Fleming of the James Bond books, and really good friends with David Rockefeller. He was forced to step down after his involvement with a Lockheed scandal, which you can't really find much information on now, but the Dutch royal family are connected to Catholicism, Protestantism, Nazis, and the Jesuits. One thing I found super interesting is the College of William and Mary. The College of William and Mary was created by King William III of Orange in 1693 and is a public research university in Williamsburg, Virginia. Next to Harvard, it is the second oldest institution in the United States, and it is where the fraternity Phi Beta Kappa was founded. Now, if you are new to my channel, I have videos about Phi Beta Kappa. Super fascinating. Go watch. And notable alumni from this college are George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Monroe, Robert Gates, Patton Oswalt, John Stewart, Michelle Wolf, NASA astronauts, and Glenn Close, actress, just to name a few. Now, King Willem Alexander of the Netherlands is the head of the House of Orange and is the leader of the Loyal Orange Order of the Freemasons. Now, if you Google that, look at their logo, and it literally says LOL. And LOL stands for Lucifer Our Lord. So, you know, we're going around texting LOL, LOL, probably means something else, Lucifer Our Lord. The House of Orange owns the Royal Dutch Shell Company, and it was the House of Orange that signed the Bank of England into existence. You know, there are many other houses and active families that are working together to bring about the New World Order. And I think the biggest misconception about the world stage is that most people do not look past a Bill Gates or an Elon Musk or even a Donald Trump type. It is so bigger than that. It is it's almost massive when you think about all the families that are involved, but it's also a very small world. And, you know, you want to look into the House of Khan, the House of Saud, Orleans Braganza, the McMahons, Francos, Bonapartes, Eisenbergs, Onassis, Russells. You know, there's so many to look into when it comes to these agents of the Black nobility. So who is the Antichrist? You know, when we think about the Antichrist, most people turn to the Bible, but the Bible really does not say anything specific about where the Antichrist will come from. But many Bible scholars speculate that he will come from a confederacy of 10 nations, or a new Roman Empire, which I believe was from Daniel, Book of Daniel. Others see him as having to be a Jew in order to claim to be the Messiah, which that's a whole other thing. It is all really just speculation, since the Bible does not specifically say where the Antichrist will come from or what ethnicity he will be, or if it will be male or female. There are many speculations that it will derive from the House of Windsor. A lot of people thought Prince William might be the Antichrist, that Queen Elizabeth is the current Antichrist, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, the Pope, Putin. These are just, internet things. A lot of people thought Adolf Hitler was the Antichrist at the time, but I do believe that the people who will be alive when the Antichrist is revealed, I think we will be very surprised by their identity. And the Antichrist may or may not be alive today. And I know, like, Martin Luther King Jr. was convinced that the Pope in his time was the Antichrist. Many people believe that it goes back to these bloodlines, which I really do believe the Antichrist will derive from one of these Holy Roman bloodlines. But it's very hard to say if it's already happened or it's coming. But something that I want to leave you with is from Revelation 13, 5-8, where we can put all of our speculations behind us and focus on what the Bible actually says about the Antichrist. And it says, "The beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies and to exercise his authority for 42 months. He opened his mouth to blasphemy God and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven. He was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them. And he was given authority over every tribe, person, language, and nation. All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, all whose names have not been written in the book of life belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creations of the world." So it really sounds like a new world order. The Antichrist will be the leader of the new world. And slowly but surely, these changes and these transformations of culture take time. I believe we are in the very, very, very early stages of what could come. But there is no doubt that it is happening and that it has started. But there is also a very interesting quote that I heard, and it says, "The devil resides in the Vatican." Now, the Vatican is a city-state whose official name is Stato della Città del Vaticano, and it is considered the spiritual headquarters of the Roman and Catholic churches under the sovereign rule of the Pope. The ecclesiastical entity of the Vatican is known as the Holy See, and the Holy See is the jurisdiction of the Bishop of Rome, who is the Pope, which governs international law. The Vatican is the smallest country in the world, encircled by a 2-mile border with Italy. Vatican City is an independent city-state, making it 1/8 the size of New York Central Park. And the Vatican became independent from Italy with the Lateran Treaty of 1929 and is owned by the Black nobility, specifically the House of Bourbon Two Sicilies. Now, the word Vatican derived from Vatica or Vaticum, from the name of a Etruscan settlement or general area that the Romans called Ager Vaticanus, which is Vatican territory. Ager Vaticanus suggests that the name came from the childbirth deity Vaticanus, or the god of Vegeti. Inside Vatican City sits the Vatican obelisk, which was originally taken by Caligula, the third Roman emperor, from the city of Heliopolis in Egypt. Obelisks were called tekenu by ancient Egyptians and are considered monolithic. The obelisk was modeled after the sun god Ra and during the religious reformation of Akhenaten. The sun god Ra was the Egyptians' greatest deity. And Ra was believed to rule all parts of the world, the sky, the earth, and the underworld. He was the god of the sun, the order, the kings, and the sky. And all forms of life were believed to have been created by Ra, and the Egyptians called themselves the cattle of Ra. The Vatican is an absolute monarchy, and the Pope exercises legislative, executive, and judicial power over Vatican City. Vatican City is one of the few independent states that has not become a member of the United Nations, but has permanent observer status over the United Nations General Assembly. Now, I think that's bizarre. The United Nations was established after World War II with the aim of preventing future wars, and their objectives have been to maintain international peace, promote sustainable development, and uphold international law. Now, the Vatican also has permanent observer status over the European Union, the OSCE, the Organization of American States, the World Health Organization, and the World Trade Organization. That's weird. The United States is a federal corporation under U.S. Code 3002, Section 15, and the 14th Amendment states that anyone born in the jurisdiction of the United States are subject to the United States, which is defined as a corporation. Now, George Washington, John Hancock, and Benjamin Franklin were all Freemasons working under the Grand Lodge of England for the House of Guelph and the Virginia Company. The Virginia Company was the United States, and it was transformed into the United States of America in 1776 during the Revolutionary War. Now, Novus Ordo Seclorum is Latin and translates to New World Order, the New Order of the Ages. And it's on the United States Great Seal and the United States $1 Federal Reserve Note. Now, this was added to the dollar in 1935, which is 6 years after Vatican City was established as a sovereign nation. The Vatican is employed by many members of the Black nobility families and the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds have been fiscal agents of the Vatican since the 1800s. And it's really interesting to point out that much of the United States architecture was actually modeled after Rome. Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. is architecturally based off of St. Peter's Basilica and named after Capitoline Hill in Rome. The House of Torlonia serves as the Vatican's treasurer, and the United States Treasury Building is modeled after the House of Torlonia in Rome. The House of Farnese, Villa Coprarola, is a pentagonal fortress which established the Jesuits and was the architectural basis for the United States Pentagon. The Jesuits of Georgetown dominate leadership positions at the United States Pentagon. This is not a coincidence. You know, it should also be noted that Pope Francis is the first Jesuit pope in history. And like many Jesuits that came before him, he amended God's words and made theological changes based on his own personal beliefs. For example, he suggested that legally recognizing same-sex marriage is crucial and showed support for LGBTQ ideas. He has protected pedophile priests. He has argued that divorced people who civilly remarry should be able to receive penance and the Eucharist. I mean, look, I don't care what anybody does on this earth. My point is, the Pope's job is not to change the rules of the church. And I think that's why a lot of Catholics have a problem with him. Pope Francis cooperated with the Chinese Communist Party to normalize Chinese Catholics, but was criticized by Cardinal Joseph Zen and Mike Pompeo, who's a Christian Zionist. Pope Francis, who also was against Donald Trump's wall, said building walls is not of the gospel. Pope Francis also tried to encourage Donald Trump to remain in the Paris Agreement. You know, Pope Francis was also the first pope to create an Instagram account and obtained over 1 million followers in under 12 hours. Pope Francis's coat of arms is depicted by the crest, the the ISH Christogram, which is the Holy Name of Jesus, the Keys of Peter, and the Jesuit emblem, and the shield, red cross, eight-pointed star, and the flower that represents Saint Joseph. Pope Francis has been photographed wearing some very questionable symbolism. As we know, the FBI released their universal boy love pedophile symbols, which is like the triangle with the squigglies in the middle. Well, Pope Francis has those symbols on his garb, which is very strange. He carries around the staff, which resembles the symbolism of the Baphomet. We know that Baphomet is the winged goat-headed humanoid, which represents the occult for the Satanic Temple. It's also a symbol for androgynism and transgenderism, and we're seeing that more and more now with culture. His bronze statue stands 8.5 feet tall, and it features a prominent pentagram and is the mere suggestion of separation of church and state. Okay? It's crazy. Now, there are pictures online if you Google Pope Francis doing all these Freemason symbols, like he's got his hidden hand in his shirt. Just Google it. What's also strange is that the Vatican has an observatory manned by Jesuit astronomers. Yes, they are all Jesuits. And there has been conspiracy over the name of their telescope, which they named Lucifer, which is just funny. And they nickname it Lucy. What's even more odd, besides the Vatican's interest in outer space, are the articles written about UFO sightings that are all over Italy and the Vatican since the 1970s. Whether that is true or not, I don't know. In December of 1978, dozens of people witnessed donut-shaped aircraft spewing green lights above Rome, and coincidentally enough, there was an influx of missing people in that area, allegedly. There were other documented sightings from 1978 to 2005, and there were suggestions that these had to do with a 900-year-old prophecy by Saint Malachy of the return of Apollo, who the elite believe will rule the final holy empire. Now, if you understand Greek mythology, that's very interesting, because the son of Apollo is the Antichrist, according to Greek mythology. Now, from a 2010 article titled Pope's Exorcist Says the Devil is in the Vatican, there was a reverend named Gabriel Amorth, and he said, quote, "The devil is not everywhere, but when he is present, it is painful. I have treated over 70,000 cases of demonic possession. The devil is pure spirit, invincible. He is shown with the painful blasphemies coming from the person which he possesses. He can stay hidden. He can speak different languages. He can transform himself. He can shapeshift. But none of this scares me. I know that God is using me for this work. The devil took a strike in the Vatican in 1981 by attacking John Paul II, and the attack on Christmas Eve when the crazy woman pushed down Benedict. The devil resides in the Vatican." That's a pretty powerful quote. Now, the founder of the CIA, William Donovan, was knighted by two Vatican orders. Rupert Murdoch, founder of News Corp and who runs Fox News, is also a Vatican Knight of St. Gregory, which you might not have known. Roy Disney was a Knight of St. Gregory. Frank Shakespeare, the ex-president of CBS, was also a Vatican Knight. And the guy who built the Empire State Building, John Raskob, was also a Knight of St. Gregory. So a lot of these guys are associated with the Black nobility and the Vatican, and they're all on the world stage. The Propaganda Du, which was P2, was a Masonic lodge under the Grand Orient of Italy. And the P2 was referred to as a state within a state, or a shadow government. And the Vatican was connected to this lodge. Licio Gelli, an Italian financier and fascist, was the master of the P2 Lodge, and it was written that the CIA paid Gelli to instigate terrorist activities in Italy, which involved the Vatican Treasury, which takes us to the House of Torlonia. So, like, these are like mafia wars. And also, you know, if you're familiar with the art inside the Vatican, you'll see that it does not look holy at all. You know, the statue of resurrection that sits behind the Pope was created by sculptor Fazzini, and it literally looks like a depiction of hell. It's like a thousand demons like rising from the sea, which is also a theme of the Antichrist. And he admits, the sculptor Fazzini admits, that it is not designed to fit everyone's taste. Amazingly enough, it ended up inside the Vatican. Fazzini said that he designed it to represent Jesus rising above a nuclear holocaust in desperation and from sin. That's crazy. The statue is also 66 feet tall, and it took 6 years to make. I'm not even kidding. The statue was completed in 1977. And, you know, it's interesting because when you think about in 1977, that was when nuclear war was more prevalent and worrisome. So maybe it was just a timing thing. But then you have the audience hall at the Vatican, otherwise known as the Hall of the Pontifical Audience, which was designed by Italian architect Pier Luigi Nervi. And was completed in 1971. It was actually built on land donated by the Knights of Columbus. Very interesting. But it looks like the head of a snake. The head of a snake. And I'm sure you guys have all seen that picture. And if you haven't, just Google the Vatican Audience Hall. But again, you know, the serpent. The serpent themes. So, yeah, I think there's a lot here. Connecting the Antichrist spirit, the Antichrist themes to the Vatican and the Holy Roman Empire. Something else, you know, I've noticed that there hasn't been a Bilderberg meeting since 2019. Because obviously during COVID, they have not updated their website since 2020. So I have... I've been keeping my eyes peeled to find out when the next Bilderberg meeting is, because that is extremely telling when Bilderberg announces who's going to be at their next meeting. So if you follow me on Instagram, if you ever hear anything about Bilderberg, shoot me a message and let me know. Another book that I discovered is called The Antichrist and a Cup of Tea. And this guy alludes to the fact that he will be a Jew from Israel, which, again, if you tie into all of the nation of Israel and everything that's going on in the world stage, that is also an interesting concept. You follow me on Instagram, and if you have any ideas who you think the Antichrist is, or if the Antichrist already came and went, shoot me a message. I would love to hear from you. Anyway, that is all for me today. Thank you so much for listening to me rant. I hope you learned something, and I will see you very soon.